When we talk about something new growing out of the ashes of the old, it's rare that actual ashes are involved. But as Ewan Kerr tells us, a show opening this week at the Walker Art Center in Minneapolis grew out of a house fire and some punk rock history.
It's quiet in the 7th Street entry at the famed First Avenue in Minneapolis as sculptor Chris Larson begins this tale.
It's a long, complicated story. So in 2011, one night I came home and there was a message on my machine and it said, hey Chris, it's Grant, my house burned down.
Grant is musician Grant Hart, best known to many as the drummer in the seminal Twin Cities punk band Husker Du. He needed a place to move his stuff, and Larson had a lot of floor space in his studio.
And so what finally ended up, it was a pile that was 20 feet by 85 feet long. Drum kits to Studebaker car parts and engines and his mom's clothes and books and Bibles, typewriters, cassette recorders, the master tapes of a lot of Grant's work and Husker Du. So I sat with that. I called it the pile for a long time.
To anyone with even a passing knowledge of Twin Cities music history, this was a potent pile, reaching back 3.5 decades. In August 1981, Husker Du recorded its first album, Land Speed Record, live in the 7th Street entry. The entire performance, 17 songs in all, took 26 minutes and 35 seconds. This becomes an important length to remember. Chris Larson was a regular at the entry. It felt strange to have these relics from that era lying on his studio floor.
The objects became very charged for me, and they had a thick smell of smoke for about a year.
Walker curator Siri Engberg remembers that smell and the way the pile made her feel.
I actually found it extremely moving as I looked at it. There was so much history there, and there was so much history that's important to this community.
Engberg also correctly sensed Chris Larson saw some artistic potential.
A lot of these objects, specifically the drum kit, became a fascination for me because at one time these things moved at such a ferocious speed, and now they sat in static.
Larson's work often deals with change and destruction. In 2013, he made and burned a full-size cardboard replica of a house designed by celebrated Bauhaus architect Marcel Breuer. After looking at the pile for some years, he built a frame to allow a camera to track very slowly over the objects.
I was able to manipulate the speed of the motor to hit 26.5 minutes.
He made a film, and then a second film, focusing on small groups of objects from the pile, also 26 minutes and 35 seconds long.
So you'll see like a drum pedal next to a disco ball next to a speaker.
For the soundtrack, Larson arranged for speed metal drummer Yusuf Devali to exactly replicate Grant Hart's performance on the Land Speed Record album.
So it's basically a 26.5 minute drum solo, punk rock.
At the Walker, the films will run continuously, but will be alternately played in silence and then with the drum solo. Grant Hart says he's been watching Larson's work with interest.
Has it been good for me? I think so.
Hart doesn't much dwell on the past, but says the project has been like looking at his life out of the window of a passing train.
It's trippy. It's a great work.
Hart finds a metaphor for looking back through this pile of things.
It's kind of like the film is the State Fair exhibition of the magnet that has been through the cow's system, and look at all the nails that a cow eats. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
It's somehow both very Minnesotan and very punk. Covering the arts, I'm Ewan Kerr, Minnesota Public Radio News.